USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A movement to change the map of Idaho to include rural counties in eastern and southern Oregon and as far as Northern California is moving forward. The president of Move Oregon's Border for a Greater Idaho, Mike McCarter, has rallied seven of Oregon's 36 counties to vote in favor of considering becoming a part of Idaho.
It's not the final straw. This has been going on for several years, but it's just reaching ahead right now. And the people in rural Oregon are starting to speak out. Enough is enough. We are tired of being ruled by Northwest Oregon and their experiments up there, their taxes up there, their drug freedom and everything that's going on up there. And we are just crying out to let us go. Allow us to be part of Idaho.
Mr. McCarter on Fox News says he's ashamed of Oregon's social experiments. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Peace in the Middle East. Egyptian negotiators have brokered a peace deal between Israel and the terrorist organization Hamas, leaders of the Palestinian people. To date, 227 people in Gaza and 12 in Israel have been killed in the most recent conflict. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed legislation Thursday ending mask mandates for schools in the state. The governor said, "The state of Iowa is putting parents back in control of their child's education and taking greater steps to protect the rights of all Iowans to make their own health care decisions." End quote. More than 150 missing children have been found in North Carolina, a few of whom were victims of human trafficking, according to police. On Wednesday, Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department announced more than 130 missing runaways and juvenile children were found in an investigation called Operation Carolina Homecoming. The operation, which took place April 26th to May 7th, some of these children had been missing from 6 months to more than a year, and most were around 14 to 18 years of age. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You too can get in on Ford's new electric pickup truck. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
At least 20,000 people are lining up to buy Ford's new electric F-150 pickup. CEO Jim Farley telling CNBC that's how many reservations they got after revealing the new F-150 Lightning Wednesday night. Those interested can go to Ford's website and a $100 refundable deposit must be made. Among those already having taken the vehicle for a spin is President Biden. Biden visiting a Ford facility earlier this week. As far as how that test drive came to fruition, Farley tells CNBC.
We showed him the vehicle in confidence because we haven't revealed it. And he's like, "I want to get in." And the Secret Service is like, "No, Mr. President, we don't want you to get in." And he looked at me and I said, "You should get in." And so he jumped in the vehicle. He's playing with the technology. And then in the middle of his speech, he goes, "I want to drive this car." And everyone kind of laughed. And he's like, "No, I'm serious." And then I got a tap on my shoulder. "Hey, the Chief of Security said, you got to get in the motorcade. We're going over to your test track." I said, "Okay."
Ford says its new electric F-150 Lightning pickup truck will be profitable when it arrives at U.S. dealerships next year. Pricing for the vehicle range from about $40,000 for a work truck to about $90,000 for a high-end model. A mountain lion that roamed the streets of San Francisco for 2 days has been captured and will be returned to the wild. The 100-pound, 2-year-old male was found in a tree on Mission Street Wednesday night. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.